The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Welcome into this week's Sunday Sip. I'm WTMJ's Mike Spaulding. I'm joined this week by Hunger Task Force Executive Director Sherry Tussler. Sherry, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's great to be here.
So we got a lot of stuff to get into. And before we dive into some of the specifics, I was hoping you could just kind of give us an oversight for who the Hunger Task Force is, what it is you guys kind of do. And I know you're broadening your brand a little bit, but I'll let you tell that story. What are you guys doing?
Sure. Hunger Task Force is your free and local food bank. We were established here in Milwaukee to serve Milwaukee County. By free, we mean that every single thing we do is absolutely free of charge, including and especially the food that we deliver to food pantries, soup kitchens, and homeless shelters. We're not just about feeding people today, but we're also about ending future hunger, and we do that through some of our public policy advocacy.
What are some of the things that you guys do at Hunger Task Force to kind of facilitate that message?
We were making some serious traction during the pandemic. Unbelievably, there was a whole lot more help from the federal government, and people got emergency allotments from their food share, and we had actually diminished demand for emergency food at our charities. We were moving food all across the state that was coming again from the federal government and some of those CARES and ARPA dollars, but some of that is coming to an end right now. And so right now, the state of things at Hunger Task Force is a little sadder than it would have been if you'd asked me a year ago.
As far as the future mission goes for the Hunger Task Force, where do you go from here then?
Well, where we're going to go from here is try to figure out how we can get some federal assistance back into Milwaukee and back into Wisconsin, because there's still a lot of hungry people, especially living in rural and remote spaces, as well as low-income areas like Milwaukee.
You're based here in the city of Milwaukee, but you serve communities across the state, right?
As a result of our organizing, we created something called the Hunger Relief Federation of Wisconsin, and it's made up of 131 different charities just like us. And we reach all the way up to Red Cliff, Wisconsin, over to Green Bay, and across the state to La Crosse. So we've got members across the state, and we all work together to end hunger in our communities.
You said something that sticks out to me right at the beginning here. You said free and local, and that's all of your services. You see it on your logos, on your trucks, whenever you see the t-shirts, anything your logo's on. How do you guys stay free and local? Like, that's amazing to me. You feed so many people. You help so many people.
We do that because people here in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin support our mission by making contributions to us. We're a pretty unique and innovative nonprofit in that we don't rely on government assistance necessarily, but instead we're looking for help from individuals, corporations, and foundations who all pitch in their fair share. And as a result, the people that need the help get it absolutely free of charge.
We're speaking with the Hunger Task Force Executive Director Sherry Tussler here on the Sunday Sip on WTMJ. What sets the Hunger Task Force apart? What makes you different from other organizations that have similar missions but maybe not as big of a reach?
I think that the thing that makes us different or innovative is that free mission and our willingness to partner with people and listen to what their needs are in their communities and try to help meet those needs without pressuring them into working exactly the same way that we do.
I know that our organization here, our company at WTMJ and Good Karma Brands have had the privilege to head out to your farm and help you guys out there. Can you talk about the volunteer aspect? In addition to giving, you know, material goods, you often hear with nonprofits that dollars are just as good as ours sometimes. What are the opportunities there if I want to give back in a way? Maybe it's not donate food, but I want to give my time. I want to give some of my resources.
Giving your time is just as important as giving your money to us. Hunger Task Force wants to involve you, and we want to partner with you as a volunteer. Our farm, as an example, will use up to 5,000 different people volunteering over the course of the summer in order to grow 500,000 pounds of produce that, again, gets out there for free. And so because you've donated your labor, other people will eat.
And this is not just non-perishable food. You mentioned a farm. Like, this is fresh food for people.
We grow 26 different varieties of produce. There's both fruit and vegetables out there. There are orchards. People don't realize that. But everything you can grow in Wisconsin, we pretty much grow at the farm. We pick it, we wash it, we pack it, and we deliver it. Same freshness as a farmer's market to local food pantries.
You know, farmer's markets, I mean, summer's right around the corner. And while summer is great in the city of Milwaukee and around southeast Wisconsin, we have the festivals, we have the beautiful weather, of course. But I know it's also a challenge, right, for some families who have food insecurities. And you guys do a summer food program as well.
Yes, we organize all of the people who are involved with feeding kids or serving kids in a recreational or school sense under the Summer Food Service Program of the USDA. And what we make sure is that there is a pantry or a school or a Boys and Girls Club somewhere where a child can get an outlet to free summer meals. We would like to see them recreate and play, so look for the parks. You'll look for a meet up and eat up sign anywhere across the city. Kids can get free meals.
How can they find that information? If I'm a parent and I'm interested in, and I'm hearing this and I want to participate or take advantage of some of these resources, how do I find that?
Hit the Hunger Task Force website and look for an interactive map is probably the easiest way. There's also a texting program.
Is this just an MPS thing or is it other school districts across the state as well?
Other school districts across the state, it is a universal program that the federal government offers. It's going to be more likely to serve in urban areas than rural, but here in Milwaukee County, for sure, you'll be able to find a free summer meal.
And so we're talking about young kids and families, but you also run the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. Tell me a bit about that.
Those are paper coupons, like checks, and it's $35 per senior, per household. They can get these checks and go out and spend them at a farmer's market. New this year, we're going to be able to also provide them with a harvest box. And so if there's a senior in your household and they can't get out shopping or they don't appreciate going to the farmer's market, they could pre-order this box online and be provided with $35 worth of produce.
That's fantastic. And Sherry, before I let you go this morning, can you tell me a bit about some of the resources that you offer as far as information with the food share program, with the SNAP program? You don't just provide food, you also provide information for people.
We provide them with direct assistance to apply and keep their food share benefits. That is the single largest program that helps the most hungry people. It's a program of the federal government, and they can find that help on Historic Mitchell Street at 723 West Mitchell, or they can get assistance from us at the Midtown Mall as well at Alicia's Place.
Excellent. If you could, one more time, what's the website for the Hunger Task Force?
It's so simple, hungertaskforce.org.
Sherry Tussler is the executive director of the Hunger Task Force here in Milwaukee. Sherry, thank you so much for giving us your time today. Appreciate it.
You bet.